The Pelicans do not want to deal with the Lakers for Anthony Davis. They do not want to deal with the L.A. Lakers. They want no part of it.
So what does this mean now? If they don't want to deal with the Lakers,
it means he's going to the Boston Celtics.
It means they're not going to deal him before the trade deadline, and he's going to have to sit with them for the next couple months. That's
Call about that. Jerry Jones says that Jason Garrett is not on shaky ground. He's on higher ground. Robert Kraft is willing to talk extension with Tom Brady. Give him another contract. He's going to play till he's 80. The Sooners give Lincoln Riley more
More cash for Lincoln.
He's making $6 million a year. He's top 10 paid coaches in college football. Michigan State's Joshua Langford out for the rest of the season with a left foot injury. He's 16 a game. Your boy Rob Doster said it doesn't matter.
No big deal.
You cannot lose a guy to drop 16 a game in Big Ten play and tell me it doesn't hurt you.
I think it's a problem.
LeBron practices, but he's ruled out for Thursday's game against the Clippers. Call the show, 855-212-4227. Real quick, I wanted to tell a story. I had a guy just come up to me. He's probably not going to hear this because he's on his way to his car.
He said he's going to listen when he gets in the car. So maybe you want to wait a second.
So I should save the story?
Let the guy get in the car so that he can hear the story.
All right.
He'll be excited.
Will you remind me to do it? And
when we come back from the next break, I'll remind you to tell the story about the gentleman that was just here. Right.
I got something for you in the interim, Scott.
Oh, hold on a second. All right, go ahead.
You were talking about AD, and you were talking about, you know, how they're not going to do what he wants to do. Not only that, apparently, I've seen online tonight, they yanked him out of the pregame video that they play at the arena beforehand. They have highlights of, you know, all these other guys about Holiday, about, you know, Mirotic, all these other guys doing highlights. No AD in it whatsoever.
I got no problem with that at all.
You mean at the Pelicans home game, they've now erased him from literally everything.
The pregame video he is out of, even though he's still on the team.
I got no problem with that, honestly. He don't want to be there. They should take him out. Good for them. That's a nice job by the Pelicans.
Do you think that is...
screw him.
But are you okay with his timing? Right before the deadline, or even should he have just not done anything? Or are you okay with him saying, I went out?
My problem isn't necessarily him saying that he wants out. When these guys do this, it kind of sucks. But you know what? If they're going to give you the heads up that, hey, try to get something for me before you get nothing and I just sign somewhere else. My problem is with his agent then opening his mouth to ESPN and telling everybody that he made this request and telling everybody where he wants to go. If you don't do it with the team and just under the table say, hey, listen up, just so you know, if you can get a good haul for me, I'm not coming back, get something. But going and running and telling everybody is just bad business to me.
Honestly, I'm sick of these players trying to absolutely run the entire league. I'm sick of it. I think it hurts the NBA. The NBA is bad enough as it is. Now you have all these guys running around.
Right.
They all want to play in the same three places. And it's just making the league really bad.
Let's go to Salusi in Anchorage. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello?
Salusi, hey, you're on.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I just wanted to ask about the Saints fans. I want to know what hurts them more, the missed tackle from Marcus Williams last year against the Vikings or the missed call by the refs this year?
Well, I think last year was a miracle play for the Vikings. Diggs, that was a miracle. And I think this year they just got shafted. So I think this hurts more. That was like, there's nothing you can do about it. The guy made a great play and your corner missed the tackle completely. He flew by him and the guy turned around and ran 50 yards for a touchdown. That was, you got burned. This time, you got screwed. So you get screwed over. It's clearly something that would hurt worse.
Yeah, I think that this one is worse. Also, last year, they would have had to win another game before they even got to the Super Bowl. They would have had to go to Philly the next week and beat the Eagles. This is a lot worse. You were 2 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl, and that play happened. But there was a lot more than that play in that game.
Who do you think is going to have more of an impact on this game? Trey Flowers, the top pass rusher of the Pats, believe it or not, with 7.5 sacks, 21 sacks over 3 seasons, or Michael Brockers in his 7th season with the Rams, 54 tackles, 1 sack. He's a run stuffer on that defense for the Rams. Who's going to have a better game?
I think that Flowers is one of the more underrated players in the entire NFL. That guy is a monster on the D-line for the Pats. He does an unbelievable job. I could see him being a big factor in this game on Sunday. And Brockers better do something, because I think they're going to take Donald out. They're going to double Donald and Sue, And Brockers and Fowler are going to have to do the damage to try to get to Brady. And he's one of those guys that's got to make it happen.
And then what about Aaron Donald? He led the league with 20 and a half sacks and 25 tackles for losses. Likely defensive player of the year for the second straight year. All pro for the fourth straight year. And then you got a guy like Lawrence Guy in his second year with the Pats and has been solid with 59 tackles. But there's no way Lawrence Guy can do what Aaron Donald does.
No, nobody can do what Aaron Donald does in this league. He is that good. I just think that they're going to box him up. I think they're going to put two guys on him the whole time. I think he's going to have a really hard time making an impact in this game.
And how do you think Sue has done, the Ndamukong Suh, 4.5 sacks with the Rams this year in his first year in L.A.?
This will be the game where he has to earn his money because he's going to have opportunities with how they're going to take Donald out. Sue has to make an impact for the Rams to win this game.
Malcolm Brown is a huge run stuffer, 39 tackles, 15 games during the regular season. He clogs up lanes for sure. Brown on the Pats defensive side of the ball. We're taking your calls, 855-212-4227. All you have to do is pick it up, dial it, and dance. Kevin in Maryland, you're on the bench.
Hey, man, you are the man. Let me tell you, Villanova tonight was only a 4.5-point favorite, and it moved to 6. That was a joke. Nice call, Pharrell, on NC State again last night, too. Every big school team is winning and covering. Louisville, 82-54. Iowa State, 93-68. Marquette, 76-58. Utah State, 103-73. Virginia Tech, 82-70. Ole Miss, best covered team in the land, 17-4, 90-86. GW over the worst Fordham team probably in the last 10 years, 79-61. Auburn, blowout, 92-58.
After every score? Listen,
Washington,
Kevin.
Tonight.
Right, right. So, listen, I just wanted to say, you don't need to go through every game with me, but I will say this. I hit all of those games with you. I did pretty well tonight. I hit that Ole Miss spread. Carver, I remember this morning, I'm like, that's too many points to give Ole Miss, and they hit.
They did it.
We're both going for this game right now, and we're very concerned because I got a lot of winning tickets today.
There's a three ball.
And USC's been killing me. I got them in 7.
I just hit a big 3 in the corner.
So what's the score now?
38-30. They're back in the mix here. Let's go.
Get back in that thing. Call the show. What are you waiting for? Assad in Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller. It's minus 25 with the wind chill. It's 35. It's the coldest day of the year since I'm leaving the country for 30 years.
Jesus.
So anyway, I'm going to talk about – I have a trade proposal for Anthony Davis for our beloved Raptors.
All right, so wait a minute. You want Anthony Davis to play in Toronto now?
Yeah, why not? With the Kawhi, we got Kawhi. We're all in for this year, so we're gonna try to get Davis with Kawhi.
And with what? Who are they gonna trade to the Pelicans? That's better than what Boston can give them.
Boston are not giving too much. They have first round pick, but they don't want to give it Tatum or somebody good, right? We have Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby, and Valanciunas, and first-round pick. I think this is a very good proposal for them.
Carver, do you believe that Siakam, Valanciunas, and a number one for Davis? Do you buy that?
No, not at all. The Raptors are not getting Anthony Davis.
I actually think that Boston could give them two number ones and Jaylen Brown. And literally, there's so many different variations of trades that Danny Ainge can make with them. I mean, the whole thing right now smells like they're going to Boston to make this deal. Because they've literally, allegedly, I mean, they've told the highest sources, this Woj guy, that they don't want to deal with the Lakers. That means he's not going to the Lakers.
It seems like it's all being set up now.
I got to tell you, I'm sick and tired of hearing about the Lakers, too. I told you this week, they suck. I'm sick of hearing it. All I ever hear about is the Lakers. All I ever watch is the Lakers. They're on every night. I mean, the Warriors, they lose one game every 2 months, but they never show them on TV. They show the Lakers. I mean, the Lakers, the Lakers, the Lakers. That's all we watch is the Lakers. I want to puke. They never win. They suck. I watched them last night bend over. And without LeBron, they're even worse. They're not even good with him. I mean, honestly, it's just ridiculous. And now they've got Anthony Davis going there. For what? The whole team? The only way I would deal with them is literally, I'm not even kidding, give them LeBron James and the rest of the team.
Wow.
Give him the entire team and Luke Walton for AD. There's your bet. Because there's no way that that crap team with those overrated, overhyped players, including Ingram. I mean, how about Ingram? They showed him last night. What do you have, 34?
Yeah.
I saw more Ingram highlights today than anyone else in the league. And they lost the game. They got whacked. Why am I watching highlights of some team that loses all the time? All they do is show Laker highlights, and they don't even win. For Christ's sakes, at least show me highlights when they win a game once a month. I mean, they're constantly the game wasn't even over. I was sitting in Long Bar, and I'm going, Brandon Ingram going off. Brandon Ingram highlights. Brandon Ingram going to the rim. Brandon Ingram dunking. Did you see him stand over the guy?
Corey Brewer, I believe.
Corey Brewer, he stood over him like Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram is the last guy I'm calling for to help me in a street fight with them skinny little arms of his and them skinny little legs and that skinny little neck of his. He's a twit. Are you kidding me? I mean, give me some guy that's a man at least to fight. That guy looks like he weighs less than my daughter. Trade his ass. And then Kuzma. They're always selling me that he's the next greatest player in the league. I mean, come on. Win a game. Shut up. Sick of hearing it.